Welcome back to The Sitch. This is Sophia.
And this is Ambry. We're so excited.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we are talking about quality friendships.
Which is something I feel is super important as a female to surround yourself with other amazing women.
For sure. I think it's also really hard.
It is. Though,
because I think sometimes you have these different personalities and they're very strong, like me. Or yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
We're both very strong females. Very, so finding like-minded females that aren't going to be competitive and be supportive is important.
Yeah, but it's also like, how do you maintain a friendship? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's been a definite struggle. That's been a really big struggle, I think, over the past few years. For both of us, we've always stayed really good friends.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it isn't hard work. Like, we definitely have put in the effort to stay friends. It's not just like, hey, we love each other and that's why we're friends. Like, it's not that simple always, especially when you have friends who live in different states. So different.
Well, and a friendship is a relationship. Like, and you have to put time and effort into relationships for them to work and to build a quality friendship. So what would you say are the most important things that lead to a quality friendship?
Balance.
Explain.
Okay. So with balance, I feel like you can't have a quality friendship if one of you is putting in more work than the other.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I'm talking about?
If you feel like they're taking advantage over your kindness.
Yes. I definitely feel like that a lot of the times with some of my friends, never you, but
that's good. That's good.
Where I just feel like it's not balanced, like where I'm giving more than I'm getting.
Yes.
Which sounds really selfish, but when it's a friend, it needs to be the same. Like, I give the same amount of effort as that friend's going to give me, and that sets the tone of the relationship versus giving the friend everything and then being disappointed. Because I used to do that.
And the little things go far.
So far.
Like, getting someone flowers or cleaning up. Like
Ambry.
Adding myself.
Ambry.
No, that's like my love language, is giving people like,
thanks.
Like random acts of kindness, I guess.
Yeah, that's like random acts of kindness for you. I am gift giving. I love to give gifts.
You're a great gift giver.
Thank you.
She does, and she puts a lot of like
effort.
Yes.
I think I'm always really, I just love giving gifts. I hate my birthday, but I love my best friend's birthdays.
It's very thoughtful, your gifts as well. They're like thought out.
Thank you. I try. But like, no, for instance, Ambry cat sit for me for a week, and I gave her my car for a week. And not only did she fill up my tank, but she did a car wash, which was like the best thing. I was like so happy, and I was like, that was really sweet. Thank you. But like, that's the saying, it's not that much effort. Like, it's not hard. It's just you have to be willing to put in the work. You know what I mean? Like, some people are just kind of like, they expect too much without giving too much. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you have to be willing to just to be a good friend. Like, a lot of people think that friends are just like, you catch up, you go get dinner, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Those are like friends. Those are acquaintances.
It's like surface level.
Yeah. Making sure they're okay. But I would say for all the friends that are listening, like all the besties that are either A,
besties.
Like for everyone that's listening, and you know, let's do a hypothetical real quick.
Okay.
If people are listening right now and they have friends who are in college or they live in a different state, how would you say is the best ways to stay in touch and stay not surface level friends, to keep going and making your friendship grow?
I'd say plan trips to meet up. Whether that is you guys plan a trip somewhere and...
What if they don't have the financial means to do that?
Okay. If we're talking... Then I would say, I feel like FaceTime. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I've had friends that I've grown a whole friendship off just FaceTiming them. And just texting them, like, little things like, oh, this made me think of you, or I hope you're doing well. Like, checking in on them, but actually caring.
Yeah.
About what you're asking them and listening. I think listening goes a far way with people, is because we're so, like, on to the next type of task thing. We're not always fully sitting there listening and giving someone our undivided attention.
I think what's tricky with friendships, especially when you have a state in between you or like miles and miles away.
Yeah.
Sometimes it becomes extremely hard to maintain a deep friendship just simply because you have so many things going on and they're not there. Like, for instance, if I was like in Cabo and I'm doing all these things and I'm vacationing for a month or whatever. Let's take you who's yeah. been here for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And all you have a lot going on. You're working. You're doing all these things. How are you able to like make sure that you are giving them your undivided attention, but also able to do that? Because I've run into that problem where I'm like, hey, I haven't called you in 3 weeks because I've been busy. I haven't had a moment to myself. I haven't been able to give you my undivided attention. And that's why I haven't called you. It's not because I don't miss you or because I'm not thinking about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think there's two parts to my answer with this is one, like think about multitasking. Like I called a friend yesterday when I was doing my cardio.
Yeah.
So it's like find time for you, but also make sure you're prioritizing those people because in reality, busyness is like, it's a fake thing. We aren't ever too busy to do anything. We make time for what we prioritize and what we want to make time for. But that being said, it also is okay if your friendship grows apart for a little. Like
it goes in waves.
Yeah, it does. It comes in waves. You're going to be closer at some times than others. And it's like different seasons in your life. You're going to be more connected based on just what you're experiencing.
For sure. So I think balance, like that's what I'm talking about with balance is a huge thing is like, you have to be able to put in as much as you're getting out of it. And sometimes it's not the same.
But also like sometimes those friendships are great where you can go without talking for like 6 months and then you see each other in person and it's like the no same. Time has passed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have friends like that for sure.
Yeah.
I have like one friend in specific that has always been like that with me.
Yeah.
And it's been so strange and it sucks because we were like best friends in high school and I love her more than anything. And we were inseparable for like 4 years. And then we would just go with like 6 months without talking. And then she'd be home from college and be like, hi, how are you? Can we hang out?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, time's passed. But it's just strange. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that friendship has a formula. I think that everyone these days has like an idea of what a best friend should be. And so they have this like expectation, which is fine if you can perform to that level, I guess you could say. But you don't need to be with your best friend every 5 seconds.
No.
You don't need to talk to your best friend every 5 seconds. They're still your best friend, but you don't need to be surrounded by them every 5 minutes for it to be a best friendship.
Let's talk about how we find quality friendships and people.
Oh, it's so hard. You start with that.
Okay. I would say interest, like being like-minded. I've met friends at the gym. I've met friends through dance. I'd also say like Instagram DMs. Like I've met some friends via social media and we ended up meeting in real life and totally hitting it off. Yeah.
I've had like complete opposite experiences as you, as usual. Really? I feel like we're okay. Always polar opposite.
Yeah, this is good though. We're sharing different tips and tricks on how you can make friends.
So I have a hard time making friends in general. I'm not like the most like social butterfly and I'm a very strong.
This is such a lie though.
Hmm?
You're such like, you're so charismatic with people.
No, I know, but it like take, thank you by the way. I'm like, yeah, I know that I care. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean that.
No, I'm just saying like, you might think that it's hard for you to make friends, but like when you're in a room, you definitely do connect with people.
I try to initiate. I try to be like loud and I try to be
engaging.
Yeah. But it's hard for me. It's not normal. But like some of my best friends now, I hated when I met.
Interesting.
Absolutely hated. Like, and it's just because I'm a strong person. Like either you love me or you hate me and you make that decision within 5 minutes of knowing me and that's okay. And I know that. I know that I'm that personality and some of my friends are the same way. So like, for instance, one of my like best friends, I have like 3 best friends in my life. This is one of my best friends. She was dating my brother and my brother brought her home and I was like, get her out.
What a way to meet a friend.
Literally. I was like, she's gross. Absolutely not. I hate her. Get her out. Didn't even speak to her. Didn't even like try to know her. It was just her vibe. And it was just because she was shy. And I took that as, I don't like you because I'm used to people being like, oh my God, hi, nice to meet you. Like all my brother's girlfriends.
Like kissing your butt.
Yeah. I'm used to people being like, oh my God, hi, nice to meet you. She was just really shy. But also my brother wasn't in any place relationship. So I just was like, cut it. Let's not do it. And my brother are close enough where I could say that, but he didn't listen to me. Anyway, we went on a family trip. So like months later. So I hated her when we met, but then we were forced to be on a family trip together. And we were forced to hang out. And the more I got to know her and actually like got to know her for her, not like her interests and her likes, but like her actual personality, I was like, oh my God, I love you. You're so cool. And now we're best friends.
So friendship can grow. Like give people a chance.
It doesn't have to be immediate click. Like I don't feel like I've ever immediately clicked with half of my friends. I think you and Avery are the only two people that I've ever immediately clicked with.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. What about you? Have you had friends that you hated and liked?
Not hated. Like it would be a lot that I would hate someone.
I know it's a really strong word. Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, disliked. I think I've met people and either like been like, I think with friendship, you know, when you're around them, mm-hmm. I think a huge thing is how people make you feel. And I try to be cautious of this when I'm hanging out with friends is I don't want to leave and have my friend be like, wow, all she talked about was her problems and complaining. Mm-hmm. And so I try to be more like positive and a bright light. Like you can definitely voice the things that are bothering you and going on in your life, but try to think like how you make the other person feel.
For sure. But like, that's kind of like, that's why it's a quality friendship though, because you can get to that level and it's totally okay. Like yeah. You could dish out your problems to me for 5 hours and I'd be like, let me hear them all now. Right?
Yeah.
But I think as when you're starting to build that friendship, it can't just be like an all or nothing. It's kind of like you have to test your feet in the water first, build that trust, see what they do with that.
Trust needs to be earned.
Yeah. Trust needs to be earned, which is really hard. But I think with quality friendships, it's like the most key part to having a good quality friendship. So like, this might be a little toxic, but like test them a little bit.
No. Yeah. I mean, what do you mean by test them?
But I mean, like, I know with me, I've definitely trusted people with a lot of my secrets.
Okay.
And then.
Yeah. Everyone doesn't need to know your business.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I always will like dabble into that. Like we'll grow to that point where I'm like, I'm able to open up to you fully.
Yeah.
But I've learned now where I'm like, all right, I tell you a little bit about me that if it got out, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
What are signs of a bad friend?
There's so many signs of a bad friend.
Okay. Top ones that would be
top
like-
signs for me as a bad friend is like, if I make a huge effort to hang out with you, like if I go out of my way, like yeah. above and beyond, I fly, I drive, whatever it may be. And I drive a really long way. Like say I drive 45 minutes and then the friend is like, oh, sorry, I have a party. I'm going to go to a party. To me, that's a bad friend.
Yeah. Not like valuing your time and effort.
Yeah. Not valuing me in general. Yeah. Like my time is precious too.
Everyone's is.
And yeah. You know what I mean? So I think it's the inconsiderateness of a person. So like just be open and have your eyes open to what your friends are actually doing for you. Cause sometimes it can seem small, but if you take a second look, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like I know that I've done a lot of things for friends, a lot of big things. And they probably don't see them as big things, but they were a really big deal to me and it took a lot of effort. And so to not even have like a thank you or a was like shitty.
People want to feel appreciated.
Yeah.
I think for me, a sign of a bad friend would be how they speak about their other friends.
For sure. Oh my God. Yeah. That's such a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
If someone's like constantly talking negative about their friends and gossiping.
Yeah.
Like there's a difference between saying things about stuff and gossiping. And being really mean.
Well, my pet peeve when it comes to friends is like, I hate it when people shit talk another friend and then and a week later they pretend like they're best friends.
They're hanging out?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, they can hang out. That's fine, like in a group setting. But if you're hanging out one-on-one and you literally just talked all this shit about someone, I don't really like that.
No.
I don't trust you.
No, exactly.
I don't trust you with any information. If you talk shit and then you're best friends the next day, I don't want to do it.
Which you shouldn't.
That's like a huge red flag though. But sometimes we like to see how red the flag can get.
No.
And I'm trying to learn how to not do that.
Exactly. A huge part for friendship to me is being selective with your energy and who you allow into your life because mm-hmm. you do become who you're surrounded with. So don't feel bad if you start to distance yourself from friends that aren't serving you.
So that's been a hard thing for me. And Amber, he's definitely been like my guiding light through that. But recently, I feel like a lot of my friends are just in like really different paths. Yeah. Like filming this, I'm 19. I don't know how old I'll be when this comes out. But like, I live with my boyfriend. I've lived by myself in an apartment. I travel the world for my job. I'm not in college. I don't party. I don't go out. Like I have a very adult life. I'm living like a 30-year-old life.
Yeah.
So for me, it's been really hard because all my friends, all they care about is like going out and getting drunk and going to this party. Oh my God, I'm going to have to rush this. I need to go into this sorority. I need to do this and this and this, whatever it may be, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm just in such a different place that I've definitely have been like, all right, I need to take a step back. But because I took a step back, now they freak out and they're like, why aren't you putting this much energy into me anymore? And da da da, like you used to do this, you used to do that. And it's not an offensive thing. It's just that we are not in the same place right now.
Yeah.
Therefore, we're not going to connect on the same level.
It's and okay to grow apart for a little.
Yeah. And it's not like I'm not trying to be like a bitch. I'm not trying to be mean and be like, I don't like you anymore. It's simply, I think the friendship will be healthier with me at a distance.
Yeah.
Loving you and supporting you, but we don't talk every single day of my life anymore because you don't get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the worst thing in the world is like opening up to someone and you just know that they're like, I can never relate to that. And I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, people have different problems.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And not everyone's going to get what you're going through and be able to serve you at that time.
For sure. But it's so interesting because I think once you start to distance yourself from friends, they realize how much you were putting in and then they're like freak out that you're not putting the same effort in anymore.
Yeah.
That's been happening to me.
And it's relationships are complicated a little bit.
So complicated. Sometimes they're harder than like actual like romantic relationships.
I don't know.
It can get complicated.
It definitely can. How would you say you effectively communicate with friends?
I am getting better at my communication. I'm definitely not the best. My whole forte is like, if I'm mad at you, I just ghost you for a day or two and then I get over it and then I talk to you again. But that's not really like a healthy way of communication. So
I disagree though. Time and space is good.
Yeah.
For a couple days.
I would just rather ignore the problem than have a huge fight. Like if I feel like my feelings are valid at the time, but I'll be over them in 2 days.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring it up. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to have this whole ordeal and then cause more damage to the friendship at that time and then have to like heal from it. I would rather just heal from it myself.
Yeah.
Give me the 2 days and then we're fine. And then I'm fine and I'm chill.
Because sometimes you take that day and then things don't bother you and you realize, yeah. Oh, I'm actually just like maybe about to start my period or...
Literally. Just PMSing.
Like, I'm just emotional. And
yeah.
Or it's like you're going through something personally. So yep. You take everything else out. Really sensitive.
Yeah. I feel like I take things out on my people I love the most sometimes because it's easier for me to do that than like be like, oh my God, I'm just stressed. Sorry.
Yeah.
Or like, I need to do this. I need to do that.
I would say though, just being honest and communicating from how things are making you feel rather than attacking people with, you need to do this.
You've been really good at that.
I learned this trick from a friend about communication and it completely changed the way I think when I'm fighting with people.
Yeah, because I feel like there's definitely been times where we've gone into like, I won't say fights. I don't feel like we've ever been in like an actual fight. We've definitely been butt hurt by each other. But the way that we have communicated has always been so much healthier than like my other friendships. Like you have always been like, I just want to be honest with you. This made me feel this way. And I don't want to do that again. And I don't want to feel this way again kind of thing. You've always been really good about wording it. And you've always been like, this is my feelings. And this is why my feelings are hurt. And sorry if this bugs you, but like, this is what I expect from you. Like you always let me know what your expectation is and where I fell short. So that way I know where to fix it. Does that make sense? But I also don't respond back to you being like, oh, I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
I think I was perfect or whatever. You know what I mean? Like I'm always like, oh, I hear you. I'm really sorry. I'll fix it. And let me make it up to you. When can we hang out? Da, da, da. Like I'm always open to hearing the communication. I would much rather have people tell me when they're mad at me or tell me when I did something wrong. Like if I really did offend you, I want you to tell me so that I can fix it.
Yeah. You have
to get at that.
You have to communicate your expectations and boundaries. People only know how to treat you based on how you allow.
Yeah.
And like, we're not mind readers. Also, I will say with being honest with your feelings, you also have to be self-aware and take ownership. Mm-hmm. Like know where you're being wrong in the situation too, because it's not just your friend.
No, literally, you have to be able to admit like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I definitely wasn't a good friend here. Or yeah, I definitely could have done that better.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge part of maturing. And that's a huge part of having quality friendships. A lot of the times I feel like friendships tend to fail because people are not willing to admit when they have done something wrong. I feel like I've gotten much better at being like, yeah, I fucked up. Sorry.
I mean, it's all just learning lessons. And like you said, the maturity aspect is huge.
Yeah. Your maturity levels have to align.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I think that for me personally, I don't know about other people, but like, I'm not going to be best friends with someone whose maturity level is not on the same playing field as mine. It doesn't
work. What would you say? Because I think a part of quality friendships is not just going out and like partying and drinking together, like a lot of our young 20-year-olds
want to do.
Want to do.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I personally don't really drink. And that's kind of what a lot of people are like, want to plan their social events around. So
I think that's why we're best friends though.
Yeah. No, but I've also found a lot of like-minded girls who are into going to a yoga class and meditation and going on a walk or coffee shop and smoothie, like into the same things. Like their idea of fun is making a vision board or something on a Friday night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is because you found friends who are like you. Like you found friends that are very similar to you or are on board with what you have imagined. Now there's balance with that. So like say I have a friend who's a little bit crazier and wilder than I am. And I definitely have those friends.
Yeah.
Then we compromise. Okay, this weekend we're going to do like a night in and then we'll bake cookies and I'll cook you dinner and we'll watch a movie or a TV show, whatever it is. But then next weekend you can choose whatever we do.
Yeah.
And like, if that's going out, that's going out.
Yeah, you do have to compromise. And also it's fun to have friends that don't think exactly like you.
Yeah.
Like you have to be open to different perspectives. And
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like we're similar, but like all of my other friends are so polar opposite. Like all of my guy friends, all of my other girl best friends, maybe besides like Avery.
Yeah.
I feel like Avery and I are like sisters. So it's a little bit different, but all of my other friends are literally the complete opposite human as me.
But they bring out a different side of you, which is good.
Yes. It's kind of like pieces of pie. It's like, think of each friend bringing a different slice of pizza. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Yeah.
So like, I know that like, if I want to have a wilder time, I know who to call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? True. So it's like, it definitely varies. Like that's a cool part about having a friend group or having different friends, because you can kind of be like, all right, tonight I'm in chill mood. I'm going to call Ambry. Oh, tonight I want to go out. I'm calling Sky. You know what I mean? Like I know my friends who I call.
For different things.
For different things.
What about, you touched on friend groups. I personally feel like I've never been someone that had a big friend group.
Never had one.
Yeah. So, and my sister, she is like friend girl. Like she has always these huge group of friends.
No, her friends are so cute. They're all like the same person too.
Yeah. I love that and kind of envy that a little bit. But how do you not feel bad about not feeling like you belong in a friend group?
This was really hard for me because I've always wanted one.
Yeah.
It was like something that I wished and dreamed for.
I feel that.
Especially when I went to high school. When I went to high school for that 1 year, there was already these group of girls and they like definitely made me feel a part of the group to a certain extent. They were very open about icing me out. Like when I left high school, I didn't get invited to sleepovers anymore. I never really got invited to all of the sleepovers or all the hangouts. I only got to go to the ones where like my closer friends were hosting it. And so then it would be like this whole girl group thing. And I was like the odd one out. And I've always felt like that my entire life. And then, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, I love all these group of girls and I want to keep hanging out with them. And I want to keep doing this, even though if I'm not in school, even though I'm going to college at 16 and they're still in high school, like I want to still hang out with them. I want to go to formal. I want to go to this. And I just continuously got like, it was very slow paced, but I like slowly got iced out from them.
Yeah.
And even now, like they all go to parties, like they're all home and I have not been invited to one party.
So how do you deal with how that makes you feel?
It makes me feel like shit. It does. Okay.
Like, so if you're one of those girls that doesn't feel like they belong in a friend group, no, like you're not alone.
No. Yeah, it's for sure. But the thing is like, I feel like I have way more quality friendships than all of them combined.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because all of them are so surface level because they don't really know how to communicate. They're all just like, they went to high school with each other and it was like very high school drama.
Yeah.
But have they ever experienced like hardships within each other? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying one's better than the other by any means, but I love that I have friends all over.
Yeah.
And
individually.
individually. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I do have a little bit deeper of friendships with those people. I also love introducing my friends to my other friends.
Yeah, I will say that I feel like I've done this before where I've brought like a bunch of my friends, like individual friends together and like wanted to see how we all meshed. Yeah. And it was fun.
It is fun.
And I don't think like I would ever be like, oh my God, friend group. But it definitely felt cool having like more than one friend to hang out with at a time. Mm-hmm. But that being said, like I feel like friend groups have so much more drama.
They do a lot of the times.
Yeah, but it's just because you're dealing with more personalities.
And there's like a friend group within the friend group.
Always. And so someone always feels iced out. So it's like if you do have a friend group, you have to be aware of your actions a lot more, I feel like. You have to be so careful. I would say with friend groups, just be careful again of where your energy goes. I would say know your boundaries, know your limits, and know when you're not being treated right. And don't feel like you have to stay in that friend group because you have a friend group.
Yeah, don't keep toxic people in your life just because you're scared of being alone.
Yeah, I think it's like everyone always dreams of having a huge friend group, especially in high school and especially in college. Like it's a thing.
Yeah,
for sure. And I've watched all of my friends go through it. And they're like, oh my God, this person, I hate this person. Like we're not good friends. She's so mean to me. And I'm like, then why are you still friends?
Yeah.
Well, because like I have to see her all the time because we're in the same friend group, but I don't even really like love anyone in my friend group anymore. Okay, well then don't be in it.
Yeah.
It's that simple. It's just that you have to be willing to take that step because people are scared to not have friends. You will have friends. You just won't have a huge friend group. So you won't be hanging out with 20 people at a time.
Don't be afraid to be lonely for a little. Like
The payoff is better sometimes. The outcome is always better because you find what you truly want in a friend.
Quality over quantity.
Quality over quantity. I say that with all of my dance students. And I say that in general. It's like a very, very, very big thing. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you want a shitty friend? Why would you want to have like 20 shitty friends when you can have one amazing one?
I agree.
You know? I don't know.
Well, this was good. I feel like we talked about a lot of great friendship topics.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's wrap it up with our best friend moment.
There's just been like so many nights though where we've had such a good time. Like whether that was like us sitting in your room watching Gossip Girl and like chatting, or if that's us, I feel like we've had like the best chats whenever we go out to dinner. We're literally at dinner for like 4 hours. Zinke, whatever it's called.
We're eating French fries with our labels.
And we literally just sit there and talk about life. And we're there for like 4 hours. We've definitely closed the place down.
Oh,
and it's so funny because we spend 20, like that's like a weekend I'm always there with you. Or I'm like spending the night with you. And we still sit at a restaurant and talk for 4 hours.
Yeah. I would say my favorite part of our friendship is just how real I can be with talking to you and how... Mm-hmm. Detailed TMI, like all the above, we just go there, and having that friend I can be 100% unfiltered with is
nice,
amazing.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I mean, like, you definitely have known a lot of the darkest parts of me, too.
Yeah,
or like when I was going through really dark times, like, you've known everything, you were the first person to know always, and so it's been so interesting because it's like. It's been nice to have someone I can trust because I know all of that information that I've ever told you has not gone anywhere, which is just so wonderful. And like vice versa, you know?
We're great with secrets.
So good. We should be on Pretty Little Liars.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I think that's what makes our friendship so great is that we can be so unfiltered and we have a lot of trust.
Yes.
We have a lot of trust within each other. Yeah. I think that's the best part of our friendship.
Love that.
So many more memories to come.
Yes. Now so many more adventures.
I have to drive Amber to the airport right now.
I know. Sadly, I'm leaving for actually 2 days and then I'm coming right back. So
she's leaving some of her shit here. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She won't get rid of me for long.
No. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. If you have any more questions, we are happy to answer.
Yes. We want to hear your best friend moment. Tag your best friend in this so she can listen to our podcast too.
Tag your besties.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to The Sitch. We'll see you next time.
Bye.